The whole town is absolutely buzzing, and it's a fantastic achievement. You know, it's a complete sellout, and you know, to have you guys down here and all the media, it's fantastic. For, you know, and it's raising the profile of the football club.
Bear in mind that for 133 years, Stourbridge had never got to the first round. What you've achieved in the last decade has been remarkable.
Yes, it is. I think it's when you go 130 years without getting there, and we do it 5 times in 8 years, it just shows what a great achievement. But it's one of those that once you've done it once, then you've got a self-belief that you can do it again. And, you know, we've got a great record in recent FA Cup ties, and certainly on big occasions we've turned up. And, you know, that's testimony, you know, to everybody involved with the club.
I suppose the big thing, and what everybody wants, of course, is actually make it through to the third round. That's the real prize, isn't it?
It certainly is. I mean, you know, don't get me wrong, achieving the second round is a fantastic achievement, but we all know, you know, you reach that third round and then you're in with the big boys. And, you know, if you were lucky enough to draw one of the big boys, you know, it could change the football club, you know, forever. But, you know, let's not... look ahead too far. You know, we've got a very, very tough game against, you know, a Division 1 side in Northampton, and we're going to have to pull off a major shock. But, you know, we might just surprise somebody on the day.
Yeah, and you're looking good at the moment as well.
Yeah, our recent form is healthy. We had a great morale boost in 5-0 win against a good Workington side. So we go into it feeling confident, but, you know, obviously aware of what we're going to have to do to achieve that major shock.
Have you had a chance to do much scouting in Northampton?
Yeah, we had a wonderful trip up to Bradford a week last Tuesday. They narrowly got beat by Bradford, and you know, we've had somebody go and watch them as well. So we've done their homework, which I'm pretty sure they've done the same on us. But you know, they'll be aware of our strengths, and you know, we've had them monitored and watched. So you know, hopefully that there won't be too many surprises. But you know, football's all about how you produce on the day, and we've certainly got a few players that, you know, if we do hit off form, it could be an interesting day.
That is the thing, isn't it? It's all about how you perform on the day and how you don't let the occasion overawe you.
Yeah, we have been there before. I'd like to think, you know, we will turn up on the day. We like to relax the lads, and you know, preparation will be just as we would prepare for a normal league game, and the players prefer it that way. So we're massively looking forward to Sunday at 2 p.m.
And the fact that it's a sellout is just great to show that the whole town's got behind you for this.
Yeah, it's a sellout, but you know, it was virtually a sellout within 3 or 4 days, and the demand for tickets has been great. And you know, we could have virtually sold out again, and it just shows that you know, Stourbridge is a big catchment area for attendances, and we're the top attendance in the league this season, and hopefully we can continue to grow it.